我已将你的名显明与他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的。凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个被灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们的心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。本周箴言，本周箴言请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。以弗所书一章二十二至二十三节，将万有伏在他的脚下，使他成为作为万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Today we talk about unity and also about being separated.
今天我们要谈的是合一还有分别。
Don't worry, it might not make sense now, but hopefully by the time we're done, it'll click.
现在呢，听起来好像没什么关联性，但是希望呢，在讲到以后，大家都会明白这个什么意思。
We are in John chapter 17, verse 6 through 19, and Jesus is praying for his disciples.
我们现在是看的是约翰福音第十七章六到十九节，在这儿耶稣为他的门徒们祷告。
But before we go any further this morning, let's take a moment to pray.
那让我们先来做一个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
we come before you and we look to you.
我们来到你的面前来仰望你。
Lord, would you speak your words of truth into our lives?
主，求你自己对我们的心说话。
Would you show us how to walk more and more in your way?
让我们知道你的真理，能够走在你的真理当中。
May we reflect your glory and your goodness.
让我们能够反思你的荣耀。
More and more into this world that we live in.
在我们的住的世界上来思考你自己。
We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, prior to this section in verse 6 through 19, in verse 4, Jesus is speaking to God the Father. And he says, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do.
在这一段经文六到十九节之前，在第四节我们看到了耶稣在跟天父说话。他说，在第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
See, we must recognize that Jesus showcased faithfulness, love, and humility en route to and on the cross.
所以在这里呢，走在十字架上的道路呢，耶稣为我们展示了他的忠诚。他的爱，还有他的谦卑。
You see, in the cross and on the path that led to it, we see Jesus' love of holiness and his hatred for sin.
所以呢，在他走在十字架上，还有走向十字架的道路上，我们看到了上帝喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
We see God's love of justice and his condemnation of sin.
所以我们看到他真的是喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
Exercising wrath upon his very own son as judgment.
他用他的儿子来施行他的审判。
And realize this, that had Jesus stopped short of the cross, it would have shown that his love was limited.
但是我们想想，如果耶稣没有死在十字架上的话，那表明他的爱对我们是有限的。
But the great thing we see is that his love is not limited.
但是我们所看到奇妙的事是，上帝的爱是无止境的。
He went to the ultimate depths to conquer sin and death.
他走到最用深奥的方式来战胜死亡。
Providing a way reconciling the lost and the broken.
让我们这些失丧和破碎的人能够为我们提供一条与上帝和好的道路。
So now let me read again verse 7 and 8 for us. It says, Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you,And that they have believed that you sent me.
我再把第七节和第八节读一遍给大家听。第七节，如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
All this to say that the disciples were not perfect.But they were equipped, and they were growing. They showed great potential.
在这儿我们看到门徒并不完美哦，但是他们受了装备，他们仍然在继续成长，而且有很大的潜力。
For ourselves, might we ask the question, are we perfect?
我们自己可以问我们自己这个问题，我们完美吗？
I believe we all can acknowledge no.
我们当然都知道我们的答案都是不完美。
Are we equipped and are we growing?
我们是不是受了装备呢？而且继续在成长呢
？Do we show good potential?
我们有没有潜力呢
？Now hear this in verse 10. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them.
在第十节，我们看到了，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
These disciples are not perfect. They have not arrived yet.
这些门徒都不完美，他们还没有达到最终的目标。
They're still going to actually make some pretty big mistakes, although not purposefully.
他们呢还会犯一些大错，虽然他们不是故意要犯错的。
But what we see is that he still loves them, is praying for them, believes in them, trusts in them, and is glorified in them.
那但是我们可以看到呢，上帝。耶稣他仍然爱他们，而且为他们祷告，相信他们，信任他们，而且呢，因他们得了荣耀。
As we've acknowledged, we're not perfect.
就像我们承认我们自己并不完美。
We're still learning and growing.
我们还在继续的成长学习当中。
And we'll still make some mistakes along the way, and maybe even some pretty big ones.
在我们成长的道路上，我们还是会犯错，也可能犯一些非常大的错。
Of course, hopefully not purposefully.
那当然希望我们不是故意去犯这些错。
But the truth is, we are still fallible. We'll make errors. We are human, even with good intentions.
所以事实上是我们还是会犯错的。我们可能犯小错，也可能犯大错，而且但有时候不是故意的。
But know this, He still loves you. He still intercedes on behalf of you.
但你必须确信的，上帝还爱我们，还为我们代祷。
He believes in you.
他相信你。
He's trusting in and he's rooting for you.
他信任你，而且他支持你。
He wants to be glorified in and through your life.
他想通过你还有你的生命来得着荣耀。
Let's look at verse 11. It says, And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given.Me, that they may be one, even as we are one. And then in verse 12, while I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
在这儿我来读第十一节还有十二节，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
What we see in verse 12 is that Jesus had protected them.
所以在第十二节当中，我们看到了耶稣保护了他们。
But as mentioned prior in verse 11, it is now that they will find protection in their unity and their oneness together.
就像我刚才在十一节中提到了，他们现在会在他们的合一当中呢得到保护。
We have to remember that they were not the mainstream religion, but they could find encouragement and accountability.
我们可以知道，当时候他们并非主流的宗教，但是他们还是能够得到鼓励，还有他们彼此能够负责。
Through their oneness and their unity, remaining steadfast to His truth, even though Jesus was not there physically anymore with them.
虽然耶稣不在他们身边了，但是他们还是能够通过他们的合一，还有他们继续的忠于他们的真理，他们还可以继续做下去。
Following up in verse 13, but now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
第十三节说到了，现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
Verse 14, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
第十四节，我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
The world has hated them, and who is the them? The disciples.
世界恨他们，那他们是谁呢？就是这些信徒们。
And as we progress in our world today, which is becoming less and less popular culture to be Christian.
那我们在这世上继续活着，我们也看到了基督徒越来越不受到重视。
Don't get me wrong, we're not crying persecution here.
不要误解我，我不是说我们是正受到迫害。
We still have significant freedoms that we are blessed with to have here in this beautiful country of ours.
我们还是很蒙福，在这个美国美丽的国家里，我们还是很有宗教的自由。
But do we truly find joy in and through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives?
但是我们是不是真的能够在圣灵当中，还有通过圣灵的能力和同在，来找到真正的喜乐？
Because in a world that seems to be getting darker and darker,
因为在这个越来越黑暗的世界里面。
We need His light to shine brighter and brighter from the inside out.
我们需要他的真光从里到外的越来越光明。
Letting His light, His life, His presence shine through.
让他的光还有他的同在呢，能够照耀出来。
We are to be separate from the world while still living in and being fully aware of the happenings within it.
虽然我们还是住在世界当中，但是我们也知道世界发生了什么事情。但是我们必须从这世界分别出来。
Understand this, that when Jesus entered an environment,
我们要知道当耶稣进入一个环境当中的时候，
He didn't allow the environment to change him.
他不会让这个环境来改变他。
He brought change to the environment.
他会为这个环境带来改变。
They didn't always listen.
他们在当中的人并不一定会听他的。
But he brought truth wherever he went.
但是不管耶稣去哪，他都带来真理。
When I was 19 years old, working my first job with one of my best friends.
我19岁的时候，我有第一份工作是跟我的好朋友一起在那工作的。
All of our coworkers were older, in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
跟我们一起工作的人呢，都比较大一点，他们是20岁、30岁或40岁的人。
And they would have these work outings, and my friend would go with them.
那有时候呢，他们就会一起出去吃饭聚会等等的。我的朋友会跟他们一起去。
But he mentioned how he didn't like that there was so much drinking.
他跟我提过，他不喜欢他们在一起的时候呢，他们喝特别多的酒。
I would never go.
我从来都不参加他们的活动。
I was working in youth ministry at that time. I did junior high ministry and high school ministry.
那时候我是在青少期服务，我青少年，我初中、高中我都在当中服侍。
I was in the high school, college ministry.
我也在大学的事工里服侍。
Like I preached my first sermon, in service as I was 19 years old.
我十九岁的时候就有我的第一次讲道。
I could not be a part of that.
我当然不能去参加他们那些喝酒的活动了。
But I finally decided to go because my friend was feeling such pressure and needed some support.
最后我还是决定去了，因为我这个朋友呢就觉得压力太大了，他需要一些我的支持。
So I went to my coworkers.
所以我就去找我的同事们。
And I told them that we would go and join them, but I told them no alcohol for us.
然后我就去跟他讲说我们会一起去参加，但是呢，我们不喝酒的。
And I told them that if they didn't honor that, we leave.
我告诉他们，如果呢，他们不尊重我们这样子的一个决定的话呢，那我们那时候就会离开。
They knew my faith background and that I was very involved with church and that I worked with the youth.
他们知道我的信仰的背景，知道我在教会的侍奉，也知道我在做青少年的事工。
So to our pleasant surprise, when we showed up,
那让我很惊讶的是，我们去的时候。
They had packed an entire cooler with sodas and canned juices for us to drink.
在那个冰柜里的饮料呢，只是一些罐装的汽水，还有果汁。
We conversed, we talked story, we sang several songs. After all, it was a karaoke place.
我们聊天啊，闲聊啊，然后唱在卡拉 OK 那唱歌。
They even asked if it was okay for them to drink alcohol themselves.
他们还问我说，我们不喝酒，他们喝酒可不可以？
And they didn't get drunk.
他们没有喝醉哦。
You see, had I totally avoided the situation, I wouldn't have witnessed such a change within the heart of my coworkers.
如果呢，我拒绝去参加这样的聚会呢，我就会损失了这个去认识我同事的机会。
It was their way of expressing their respect, their value, and sincerity about our relationship with one another.
那在这个聚会当中，他们也表达了对我们的尊重，对我们的一个诚恳。
We didn't believe the same thing.
我们不是我们的信仰，我们相信的价值观不同。
But they knew that I was serious.
那他知道呢，我是认真的。
And we also wanted to spend some time getting to know them as well.
那我也希望呢，借着这个机会呢，能够认识更认识他们。
See, but I had to make sure that the environment wouldn't change me.
那我必须先确定这个环境并不会改变我。
We had to know how to discern the situation.
我们必须要先分辨这个情况怎么样。
To ensure that we were alert and aware of everything going on.
这样才能够确保我们会十分的警醒，知道我们周围到底发生了什么事情。
While still being present to better understand and know our friends and coworkers that were there that night.
那带着这样一个心态，我就可以留在那个环境当中，有机会更认识、更了解我的同事们。
And I learned a lot that night.
所以那个晚上我学到了很多东西。
And I took that with me to other jobs in the future as well.
所以在未来我去了不同的工作，我也带着同样的一个心态。
People that had different beliefs, not part of churches.
那我跟那些有不同的信仰，不是教会的人。
To leading them to Christ, to coming to churches, and to be part of Bible studies.
我也可以跟他们相处，然后有机会能够带他们来教会参加小组，参加主日崇拜。
And I look back and I always think of that time when I was 19 years old.
所以常常会回想我19岁那时候。
And although I knew I shouldn't go, I decided I needed to go.
我知道我不应该去参加那些喝酒的聚会，但是呢，我还是决定参加了。
Because even though we are separate, we are needed to be apart.
虽然呢，我们是分别为圣的，不属于这个世界，但是我们也需要在这个世界当中。
To be apart and yet to be apart.
就是说，分别为圣，还是需要在当中。
As verse 15 reads, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
在第十五节说到了，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
There will be difficult times in life.
我们的生命中一定会遭到一些困难。
And God will not always change the circumstances.
上帝也不一定会改变我们的情况。
We have to realize that he didn't change the circumstances on the way to Calvary for Jesus.
我们也看到耶稣在走上十字架道路的时候，他也没有改变耶稣的环境和情况。
He was nailed to the cross.
耶稣是被钉死在十字架上。
For all of our sins.
为我们的罪而死。
See, but what we do know is that God does have redemptive purpose through each and every one of those circumstances.
所以虽然他不一定会改变我们的环境，但我们确信的是，不管在哪一个情况当中，上帝都有他救赎的目的。
So even when it gets tough, keep fighting for, keep pressing into Him.
所以呢，虽然呢，我们好像觉得很困难哦，可是我们还是要继续为主而战，为主而坚持下去。
Trusting in, hoping in, and leaning upon Him.
信靠他，相信他，信任他，依靠他。
Trusting and believing in God's protection for us to truly be set apart in this world that we still live in.
所以我们要信靠并依靠上帝的保护，而且真正从我们所处的生活的世界当中分别为圣。
Truly believe that we are made able to turn away from sin.
真的相信我们可以转离罪恶。
Looking to and going after Him rather than our sin nature and the carnal desires of our flesh.
我们真的可以转离罪恶，跟随主，而不靠我们自己肉体的情欲而活。
We are called to live out as difference makers.
我们活在世上就要成为一个改变的人。
And that together as the church, as His bride.
那我们一起来成为基督，活出基督心腹的样式。
We see more and more what the church is supposed to look like.
我们就会越来越看到我们教会应该是具有什么样的样子。
One that is madly in love with Him.
我们应该是一个深深爱主的一个教会。
One that desires to honor and glorify and magnify His name.
一心想要尊荣上帝，荣耀他的名。
Think of yourselves as you were going to get married. Wouldn't you want someone that is madly in love with you?
想想看，如果你正要结婚，你是不是希望嫁给一个真的是非常爱你的人呢？
Wouldn't you want the other to want to glorify and magnify and honor your name?
是不是要一个就是能够荣耀你的名的一个人呢？尊重你的人。
Isn't that the natural feeling that we get when we're in love?
当我们相爱的时候，是不是就这样一个感觉呢？
How much more should it be when we are in love with the very one that is love.
那当我们跟这个爱本身相爱的时候，就是上帝，我们就是更爱了。
Finally, in verse 17,
在第十七节，
Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
See, they are to be set apart, sanctified, and holy.
我们看到他们必须要分别出来，成为圣洁。
They are to be set apart for the things of God.
他们必须要分别为圣，为主所用。
We are in the world, and yet we don't just mindlessly accept and tolerate things.
我们是生活在世界上，但是我们并不是一味的接受或者忍受这些世界的事情。
We don't just go along with the world.
我们不是随波逐流。
We are truth bearers.
我们是真理的代言人。
Ones that handle and study His truth and help others by faithfully sharing it.
我们是考察上帝的真理，然后呢，借着分享给别人来帮助别人。
Not by lording it over others or shoving it down people's throats.
并不是把这些真理强加于他人身上，或者是硬塞给别人。
Not even by holding signs and petitioning.
也不是说只是举一些牌子来让大家看到这些真理。
Rather by allowing God to grow our heart and our minds for the things of Him.
而是让我上帝改变我们的心思意念，能够在主里成长。
Being wholly sanctified and truly set apart.
真的是能够成为圣洁，然后呢，真的分别为圣。
I just have us think back to how do you think Jesus changed environments?
我们要想想看耶稣是怎么改变环境的。
And yes, times are different.
但是现在时代虽然不同了。
But His heart never changes.
但是他的心永远都不改变。
His love continues to remain true.
他的爱还是继续的在爱我们。
As much as he fervently holds to the truth.
他是追随真理，然后他也是继续的爱我们。
You see, a lack of holiness for these disciples, or even for us being sent out into this world.
你知道，我们如果缺乏这个圣洁，然后我们就被送派差派到世界上来。
Would mean a loss of mission and purpose.
我们就会失去我们的使命，还有我们的目的。
We wouldn't know why we are here.
我们会迷失了，我们不知道为什么我们要活在世上。
Because the disciples must be different and set apart from the world to serve the mission and purposes of God.
因为我们门徒们必须要从世界分别为上为圣，然后呢，为主而活，为主而做工。
We must be different and set apart from this world to serve the mission and purposes that God has set for us.
所以我们要做上帝呼召我们做的事情的时候，我们真的自己必须要从世界分别为圣。
And the danger of this is that a lack of holiness can also distort and taint our view of joy and truth.
如果我们缺乏圣洁，这个危险在于哪里呢？我们会对喜乐还有真理的观念会有所偏差。
Not to mention our understandings and views of inclusion, exclusion, safety, comfort, and protection.
所以当我们的观念有所偏差的时候呢，就更别提了我们对于所谓的接纳呀、排挤呀、安全啊、舒适或者保护的看法都会有偏差。
We can too easily prioritize those things and prevent ourselves from actually serving the purposes of God.
我们就很容易会把刚才我们上面所说的这些事情呢，比看得更重。比上帝的呼召呢更重。
When we understand His truth properly, it's actually reversed.
当我们真的了解上帝的真理的时候
，Is that when we
情况会相反
？Is that when we serve the purposes of God, then we can truly understand what it means to have the inclusion, exclusion, safety, comfort, and protection.
所以，当我们知道明白真理，然后我们是服侍主的时候，我们才会真正知道什么叫做接纳，什么叫排挤。什么叫做安全？什么叫做舒适或者是保护
？Just as we mentioned Jesus' situation，
就像我们刚才提到耶稣的情况一样
，He went through immense pain and suffering，
他经历了很大的痛苦。
But he knows that God's desire for him is to be cared for and taken care of。
他知道上帝对他的旨意是什么，他必须要完成。
So that must mean that the mission and the call of God, whatever it is, must be so high that such pain and suffering had to come upon him.
所以呢，也就是他知道很深深的了解他的使命，还有他的目的，所以他能够接受这个样子的一个极大的痛苦。
But that can only be understood if we truly trust God.
他能够了解这些事，他必须要完全的相信上帝。
Otherwise, as soon as it's not safe, as soon as it isn't comfortable, as soon as itDoesn't include these things, we go, that can't be from God.
因为呢，如果我们对上帝的呼召还有使命目的不了解的话，一当情况不安全或不舒适或者没有保护的时候，我们就会有所动摇。
We too easily prioritize those things above the call of God.
我们常常会把那些事情看得更重，比上帝对我们的呼召更重。
Because I'm sure that the cross did not look all that appealing to Jesus.
我们也知道。上十字架对耶稣来说并不是一个非常有吸引力的事情。
In fact, he prayed that the cup be taken away.
你知道，他也祷告了，希望上帝能够把这杯拿走。
But look at the beauty of the cross today.
但是我们现在看看今天十字架上的奇妙。
The redemption and the work that it represents.
它所代表的救赎。
Thank you, Lord, that you did not stop short of the cross because your love is not limited.
我们感谢主，他并没有放弃了上十字架的这个道路，因为他的爱是无止境的。
And may we express that in our being set apart, that our love for him is not limited either.
所以愿我们用我们自己的分别为圣来表达我们对主的爱也是无止境的。
May we faithfully respond to him in being set apart.
愿我们用我们的分别为圣来回应主的爱。
May we all the more be encouraged and exhorted as we see that we are truly in this together.
愿我们能够同受鼓励，同受劝勉，然后我们是同在一起。
As his bride, as the church.
是成为他的心腹，他的教会。
And in all this is not to glorify ourselves, but it's to him be the glory and the honor and the praise forever and ever. Amen. Just as we sang in those songs this morning.
就像我们今天刚唱的诗歌，我们所做的一切并不是要荣耀我们自己，而是愿荣耀、尊贵和颂赞都归于他。
Glory, 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 it's all you, Lord.
所有的荣耀、颂赞、赞美全部都归于我们的主上帝。
Would you bow your heads in prayer with me?
大家低头一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们为你的话语来感谢你。
We thank you how you continue to shape us and mold us more and more into your likeness.
谢谢你继续的塑造我们，让我们越来越有你的样式。
Lord, we recognize that we are still fallible.
主，我们知道我们还是会犯错的。
That we can still make mistakes.
我们会犯一些错误。
But help us, Lord, to be more and more upon your path and your way.
但主，求主帮助我们能够越来越走在你的要我们走的道路上。
That we would hold to your truth, Lord God.
我们会紧紧地抓住你的真理。
That we would not waver to the left or to the right.
我们不会左右摇摆。
That we would be set upon you, steadfast in your truth and in your way.
我们只是定睛仰望，忠于你要我们走的道路。
Lord, let us not be tossed by the waves of this world.
主，求你自己帮助我们，不要受世界的影响。
Carry us and lead us home.
帮助我们带我们回家
，as we lead others along that path as well.
就我们也是带领着大家一起回到你的家。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Amen.